This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school football, the Navarro Panthers play on KWED tonight. Navarro hosts Salado in a District 13-4A matchup at Irwin Lee Field in Geronimo. The Eagles are coming off a 29-28 overtime win at home against Lago Vista last week, while the Panthers fell in the last seconds at Wimberley 31-28. The Texans scored the game-winning touchdown with 21 seconds left in the game. Navarro running back Dylan Trotty scored all four touchdowns in the game. He ran over the Wimberley defense for 234 yards. Trotty is a two-way starter for the Panthers, and Navarro head football coach Glenn Hill says they kept feeding the senior the ball last week.
Great player on both sides of the ball, and you know he's racked up a lot of carries this year. So going into last week, we made it a goal. We're going to try to limit Dylan's carries a little bit, and we set a number, a little pitch count for him around 22 carries, and then unfortunately he got to 22 at halftime. So we just kept feeding him the ball, and he kept being productive. Great player in space, hard to get down, and he also had five or six tackles for us on defense, but he had a terrific night.
Tonight's game between the Panthers and Salado Eagles kicks off at 7:30. You'll be able to hear the game right here on KWED. It's homecoming tonight at Marion High School as the Marion Bulldogs welcome Luling to Veterans Stadium in the district opener for both teams. The Bulldogs routed Poteet 50-20 last week in their final tune-up before the start of District 13-3A play. Marion quarterback Cade Pape threw five touchdowns in the victory, four of them to wide receiver Jaden Riley. The Bulldogs finished their non-district schedule at 3-2 with last week's home win. Bulldog head coach Joe Call says he looks forward to being in front of the homecoming crowd tonight.
We're excited to be back here, man. We love playing at our place and in our student section. The two times that we've played here, our student section has been just phenomenal and bring a lot of energy. It's fun to be around. And so just big shout out to them and our band. And homecoming, you know, just can't get caught up in the rah-rah, right? You got to make sure that we're doing our part to take care of and improve our football team.
Kickoff for tonight's homecoming game between Marion and Luling is set for 7 p.m. at Marion High School. The Seguin Matadors are on their bye this week. The Mats will be on the road for a District 13-5A matchup at Piper next Friday night. And tune in for high school football Friday night on KWED. It all starts at 6:55 this evening with the Marion Bulldog Report, where we'll talk more with Marion head coach Joe Call. Then we'll visit more with Navarro head coach Glenn Hill on the Navarro Panther Report. That will take us up to kickoff between the Navarro Panthers and Salado Eagles at Irwin Lee Field at 7:30 tonight on AM 1580 and streaming at SeguinToday.com. Turning to high school volleyball, the Seguin Lady Matadors, winners of their first 10 games in District 27-5A, are hosting San Antonio Lanier in a district matchup this afternoon over at Goldie Harris Gym. The Navarro Lady Panthers, 2-1 in District 28-4A, host Gonzales in district action tonight. The Marion Lady Bulldogs are 3-0 in District 27-3A and are hosting Young Women's Leadership Academy this afternoon before the homecoming football game at Marion High School. And the Lifegate Lady Falcons take on Salem Sayers Baptist Academy on the road tonight. Lifegate is 10-2 so far on the season. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year, located at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.